You're listening to View from the Couch, a podcast about TV, movies, DVD, and just about anything from parents with children. And now, your hosts, Kent and Michelle.
Hello, and welcome to View from the Couch for Wednesday, September the 7th.
The 7th of September. And what happens on the 7th of September, as everyone knows? Nothing.
Nothing that I know of.
Nothing specific.
Yeah. But oh well. That's okay. We're here. That's right. Something that's happening.
And of course, we're closing in on the 10th anniversary of September 11th.
Right.
That is this year. So
10 years already.
10 years already. Wow.
Huh.
Wow. So let's not forget.
No.
Maybe on September 11th, if you have a brief window in your day, sit down with somebody and talk about it a little bit so that we remember and maybe even give a moment of silence. That's what I would do. That's what I will do, I believe.
It was a crazy day, I'll say.
It was. And I recently reviewed a big History Channel release of September 11th Memorial Edition. So you can look that up. That'll be posted on DVD Verdict at some time soon. So you can watch for that. What else is going on with us? The kids are really, really back in school. They had an early start last week, but just the last couple of days of the week. And then we had, of course, the Labor Day long weekend. So pretty quiet in there.
We broke our dog's tail.
That's right. Our dog, Bella, we took her to the off-leash park yesterday. And I noticed almost right away that her tail was just hanging down limp on her butt. Didn't even really come out from her butt very elevated. It just kind of hung straight down. And as she ran and tore around, I mean, she was her old self. She was fine that way. But as she tore around, it just kind of hung there like a piece of wet noodle.
Yeah.
And so we were understandably a little bit concerned and did a little bit of research on the net. And people were saying it's called cold water tail or limp tail or
a bunch of different names.
Yeah, it seems like there's a ring of muscle, not surprisingly, because it's a very – speaking of ring of muscle, there's the dogs barking now. There's a – you know, it's not a big surprise that there's a big cluster of muscles at the at their butt, right at the base of their tail that wags the tail basically.
Yep.
And then as it goes into the tail itself, there's a really tight ring of muscle there. And if there's any sort of inflammation or a sprain or strain to the tail muscles, if the muscles get inflamed, they actually are restricted by that ring, and it kind of cuts off their wag, which is odd. But so we broke her wagger. But we had when Sydney had bladder stones, we had some pain medication. So we did a really minor dose of that just to kind of take the edge off if she was feeling discomfort. And she seemed to react really well to that. Some people online have said they take their dogs in to be checked when that happens. Like they have a big panic. From what I'm reading though, it's like a short lived thing that'll be going away in a couple of days. And you even noticed a change this morning already. So
yep.
She's got a bit of curve back in her tail. She's holding it with a little more attitude again instead of just kind of hanging limp.
Well, it's still hanging down, but the tip is curling up a little.
Yeah, so it seems like she's on the upswing out of it.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, so as we transition from from summer into fall, of course, the TV drought ends as premieres start up again and renewed shows, old favorites come back if they weren't canceled over the summer, and new shows premiere. So we thought we'd talk a bit about some of the premieres that are coming up, not only for shows that, as everyone knows, we love, but some of the other ones. It all kicks off on Tuesday, September 6th, which is yesterday, if you're listening to the podcast. If you're a Sons of Anarchy fan, that was kind of kicked off the fall premiere season or the return of shows that you like. And then it goes from there. Do you want to touch on some of these highlights?
Sure. Sunday Night Football looks like it's kicking off on Thursday the 8th.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Thursday Night Football.
That's odd. Cops is premiering on the 10th of Saturday. And 90210, which we really haven't gotten into at all, this new version.
I don't care, you know. I didn't care about the original, which is...
Oh, I did.
Did you?
It's one thing to be a fan of the original and another thing to go, oh, another one, yay. Not so much.
Yeah.
But that's premiering Tuesday the 13th, along with Ringer, which is a new one.
Yeah, I'm just having a look at that.
Oh, Ringer is that one with Sarah Michelle Gellar in it.
Right. Yeah, that's the highly anticipated return to TV of Sarah Michelle Gellar. And an interview that we were, or an article that we were reading, she said it's a bit of a mix of Buffy and, what was the name of the movie that she was in?
Cruel Intentions.
She said it's kind of a mix of Buffy and Cruel Intentions. So she said her fans will probably love it because those are the two, kind of the two properties that she's best known for. And I guess as well playing Daphne on the Scooby-Doo movies. But do you want to talk a bit about Ringer? Do you have anything? Here, got it. Sarah Michelle Gellar makes her return to the small screen this fall in CW's Ringer. The series follows her character Bridget, a woman who witnesses a murder and attempts to hide out by taking on the identity of her estranged twin sister. So she's back to the network that was home of Buffy back when the CW was the WB and UPN. So looking at the premise and the videos, it's a bit soap opera-ish and is kind of fitting for Gellar because she was on All My Children, dating back. Yeah, people are just interested in the story, probably interested in this concept of a woman getting a fresh start by taking over someone else's life.
It's kind of interesting for her because she's playing identical twins.
Weird.
And then she has to do flashbacks of the twins.
Weird.
So she's, yeah.
That's weird.
It can probably get a little confusing.
No kidding.
All right, and rounding out the week to come with Wednesday, September 14th.
Oh, you meant Tuesday, September 13th is also Parenthood coming back.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't say that.
No.
So Wednesday's got America's Got Talent, which is the season finale.
Weird.
I think because it must have run through the summer. I don't know. Survivor South Pacific. I'm guessing that's the start of it.
CW. Is that a new series called Hater? It's spelled H-8-R.
Could be. I don't know much about that one.
Interesting.
America's Next Top Model, the season premiere, and a couple other ones that look like they aren't the premiere. I don't know what they are. Up All Night and Free Agents.
Yeah, two NBC series.
Yeah, and that's the week to come.
That's the week to come. Cool.
So, we are probably not going to watch any of those.
Why not?
Why would we?
Why wouldn't we? Yeah, all of our stuff, all of our favorites are still coming up.
What I am kind of interested in checking out when it comes around on the 25th, I believe it is Pan Am.
Yeah.
One looks kind of interesting.
Talk about it a bit. What's the scoop there?
It's got Nina Ricci in it.
Christina Ricci?
Oh, what did I say?
You said Nina.
Oh, right.
Nina Ricci.
Is there a Nina Ricci?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not
I just to my
totally knowledge.
Made that up then.
You did. Maybe there is now. Maybe that should be your pen name.
Maybe they call her Nina for short.
Maybe.
Never know.
Let's go with that so you don't feel as weird.
Christina Ricci, along with a few other girls playing stewardesses in the old
Yes, because
language.
They weren't flight attendants back in the day. They were stewardesses. So it looks like it's set in probably the 70s?
I'm thinking more 60s, 50s or 60s.
60s, 70s maybe? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll be good. I'm interested.
Do you know anything more about it beyond that?
I don't
that?
Really
you don't?
Know.
Okay. You're not going to look.
No.
Okay.
There isn't anything. It's an ad.
Oh, okay. There's no more
That's
no more
all there
information
is to know at
that.
This point. I mean, well, no. We could look up more, but you know.
Okay, so that's some of the TV upcoming things.
You bet.
Let's talk box office for this past weekend. The Labor Day long weekend, which is usually a fairly solid time for the movies, as people are getting ready to go back into their fall schedules, they probably make one last push to go out to the theater and catch something fun.
I'm surprised it wasn't a big debut weekend. Do you think it would be?
Yeah, it's a 3-day Labor Day weekend. So technically it's a 4-day weekend, but we'll just give you the rundown. First place this weekend, last week, is The Help, with a weekend gross of $14.6 million. Second place debuting this week was The Debt, $9.9 million. Apollo 18, the scary movie about scary things happening on the moon. premiered this or debuted this week in position number 3 from Dimension Pictures at 8.7 million. Another destined to be a classic, sure to get a lot of Oscar attention. debuting in number 4 position, Shark Knight 3D, $8.39 million.
So there were a few
so debuts. There were three debuts this weekend. Fifth position, dropping down 2 spots from number 3 last week, Rise of Planet of the Apes was 7.9% or $7.9 million. That's a drop of 10.9%. So it's still doing quite well. Columbiana was in 2nd place last year, 6th place this year, TriStar Film.
Last year.
$7.45 million. Dropping from number 5 to number 7, Our Idiot Brother, Weintraub Pictures, $5.46 million. Produced by Guillermo del Toro, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. Number 4 last week, number 8 this week, so dropped a chunk.
Not getting great reviews, that one.
Really?
Yeah.
$5.14 million. What?
Really, you say. Like
what? What?
Nothing, nothing.
Oh.
Keep going.
Smurfs, number 7 last week. Still no interest in seeing that. Number 10 this week, Sony Pictures, $4.1 million.
Oh, you missed number 9, Spy Kids.
Number 9, Spy Kids, number 6 last week, so it's dropped 3 spots. Spy Kids, 3, I think. All the Time in the World, jumping over the Smurfs again. Crazy Stupid Love, 9th position last week, 11th this week with $3.3 million. And I might as well stop at Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2. 12th position last week, 12th position this week, holding just fine, thank you very much, with a $2.46 million gross this past weekend, and a total take so far of, hold on to your butts, $374.6 million in its 8th week.
Wow.
Captain America's still up there. Cowboys and Aliens, you might hate it, but it's still making money. Conan, you might hate it, it's still making money. Final Destination, you might also hate it, still making money.
And there you go.
Fright Night opened at 10th position last weekend debut, and then 20th this week. So it's an audible thud when it dropped, but it's still supposed to be quite good. I think on Metacritic it's about 65% positive. And people are saying Colin Farrell's Jerry Dandridge vampire is very good.
Works out. A couple other premieres also this weekend that just didn't hit the top 10 at all.
No.
7 Days in Utopia comes in at 19th place. Wow. Saving Private Perez is in 24th. And we won't even go there.
No.
Gainsbourg, A Heroic Life is give a position. It's so far
way down
there.
A couple of independent films, I
probably,
think.
Probably,
these ones.
So there you are. That was the box office for the week, and that was.
So, speaking of into fall, we want to talk a little bit now, some more. We talked last week, I believe, about some of the movies that are coming out for this fall. Obviously, Apollo 18, Shark Knight 3D, and A Good Old-Fashioned Nevermind debuted on September 2nd. Now, coming up on the 9th, this weekend ahead of us, Contagion, and we talked about Contagion a little bit. Contagion is directed by Steven Soderbergh, stars Kate Winslet, Jude Law, Marion Cotillard, Matt Damon, Gwyneth Paltrow, Lawrence Fishburne.
Wow.
Nice cast. And it's a conventional flu virus outbreak, so probably a little zombie-esque. It's unrelated to the medical thriller of the same name written by Dr. Robin Cook. And it's PG-13, so not the kind of thing you may want to take your younger kids to. So Contagion, and the tagline for it is "The world goes viral." And then there's another tagline for it: "Nothing spreads like fear." So seems to be a thriller slash with maybe some horror overtones, but something that could actually happen potentially, I guess. Also coming up this weekend, Warrior, and the tagline for that is "Fight for Country," directed by Gavin O'Connor and Greg O'Connor, stars Jennifer Morrison, Nick Nolte, Tom Hardy, Joel Edgerton. It's a Lionsgate film, again PG-13 for intense mixed martial arts fighting, some language and thematic material. Warrior is about an ex-Marine who's haunted by a tragic past. Aren't all ex-Marines haunted by a tragic past? I don't know.
Pretty much.
In films. Mm-hmm. Tommy Riordan, Riordan, I guess, returns to his hometown of Pittsburgh and enlists his father, a recovered alcoholic, and his former coach to train him for an MMA tournament, awarding the biggest purse in the history of the sport. So I'm sure there will be UFC overtones to this.
Probably some UFC characters.
Randy Couture is not in the movie. He was involved with the movie originally when the work was on it in 2009, but credits on the movie Insider had not been updated to reflect the change. So there's no indication that Randy Couture would be in it. And of course, Randy is a UFC legend, so that would have been cool had he been in that. It would have added some cred to it. Another film coming out on September 9th is Creature. Creature, directed by Fred Andrews, starring Surinda Swan, Maykad Brooks, Sid Haig, a few other folks. Let's see. R for bloody violence, grisly images, yada yada. Thriller horror, obviously. An ex-Navy SEAL, Niles, and their friend, and his girlfriend Emily and their friends head out on a road trip to New Orleans. When the group decides to stop at a roadside convenience store owned by Chopper, yeah, he's not dangerous, they're introduced to the legend of Lockjaw, a creature who is part man, part alligator. I was part man, part alligator, but then Clara still took care of that for me. So there you go. Creature. I'm
back in your misspent youth.
Yes, I'm lining up now. No, wait, I'm not. Another film. Oh, here we go. Another film debuting this Friday is directed by Benny Chan, Shaolin. Shaolin stars Andy Lau, Nicholas Tse, Bing Bing Fan. Easy for you to say. And Jackie Chan. And as feuding warlords fight to expand their power, the noble monks of the Shaolin Temple clean up the mess left behind, tending to the injured while trying their best to protect the poor and weak. Cool. Sounds very interesting.
It seems like a very common theme for
monks. Shaolin monks.
For those kind of movies. Like
the monks,
martial arts sort of ones. Yeah.
I guess. Interesting. The war soon reaches the temple where the monks are ready to fight back with their unstoppable Shaolin Kung Fu. It looks to be in Mandarin and Cantonese with subtitles, I'm assuming. In theaters, September 9th. So not a lot coming up this weekend. But obviously as we get in more and more into the fall, we'll be seeing more and more Oscar contenders. So speaking of Oscar contenders, this scares me a little bit. Director Brett Ratner is one of the producers of this year's Oscars, and they're seriously considering Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah?
I had heard at one point that Billy Crystal might be coming back to host this year, but I have heard less about Billy Crystal and more about Eddie Murphy, so...
Well, as long as he keeps it clean, it'd probably be really funny.
Maybe, I guess.
When he's not...
Blue, as my mother used to say.
Yes. He's hilarious. I mean, if you think of Shrek and...
Yeah.
That kind of thing. He's a funny guy.
Or Golden Child.
Yes.
Or exactly. Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah.
He is a funny guy. It could work out really well.
Could. I suppose it could.
I would actually probably watch that, you know.
Would you?
Yeah.
It might, I don't know if he would keep things on track or if it would derail quite quickly.
Well, that's kind of the fun part, though.
I guess.
It's so stodgy and staid. If he knocks it off the tracks, it might make it a little more interesting.
Stodgy and staid, that's my accounting firm. So review-wise, I looked at... I have two new DVD verdict titles that I've reviewed. One is up already and actually streets this week, and it is No Ordinary Family, the complete first season. If you're not familiar with the show, it is... the cast is led by Julie Benson, Michael Chiklis from S.H.I.E.L.D. and, well, she was on Angel at one point, but she's also been on Dexter. Ah. So they anchor the cast. Very good cast. Great show. Canceled already.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I've said it before. I won't go on and on about it, but can you honestly cancel something without even a full 22-24 episode run and be confident that it wouldn't have worked? Like, are studios that impatient nowadays that it's got to hit the top three within the first couple of episodes or they tank it? I just don't get it.
I'd say it's a better show than Hot in Cleveland.
Yeah. I don't know.
And that one's still around for whatever reason.
We're actually working on a pilot script for our own series, which is Cold in Edmonton. We're working on that. So a great show. The way I described it in the in my review is it's a lot like The Incredibles, and not in a bad way. You know, I think a lot of critics compared it to The Incredibles, said it's a little bit like Lost, it's a little bit like Heroes. Yeah, okay, but just because something has superpowers doesn't, you know, characters with superpowers doesn't mean it's copying something else that kind of is in the same general realm. I don't know. People write it off too easy. I think it was a great show. I think it had a huge potential, and I think it was building an audience. And, you know, ABC was just not prepared to wait, I guess. I don't know. I don't really, you know, and this is one of those things where you just may never know the reasoning behind.
Yeah. And there can be so many factors, I'm sure.
It could have been, you know, it could have been turned out to be more expensive than they originally thought to shoot, or who knows, because there were some effects in it, but I don't know. So I would recommend it. Check it out. No Ordinary Family. The four of us in our above average family enjoyed it, and we'll continue to watch and enjoy that first season. So it's the first and final season, I guess. It looks good. Sounds okay. I wish it had had a 5.1 mix, but it doesn't. It's 2.0. And although the series was shot in 720p, as I understand it, there's no sign of a Blu-ray release, nor does it even seem like they used a high-quality digital master to make the DVD release. So I don't know. That's weird. Another series I looked at this week, review-wise, was BBC's Wonders of the Universe. It's a set of four episodes pulled together, hosted and narrated, and the expert for the series is Professor Brian Cox, who is also the host and expert on Wonders of the Solar System. So Wonders of the Universe naturally picks up where Solar System left off. They're a great companion set to go together. It talks about, focuses on time, gravity, the elements, so the basic 93, I believe, elements that everything in the universe is made up of, from stardust to humans. And it's just great. Cox is really good. He explains things in clear and easy to understand terms and uses illustrations when it's a complex scientific concept. And it's great to look at. It's a Blu-ray release. And good for all the little inquisitive minds in your home. And I learned a ton from it, so I really enjoyed it.
Right on.
Anything from you?
No, I'm just falling asleep over here quietly. Don't ignore me.
Falling asleep, why?
Oh, you know, the usual.
What?
Not enough sleep, too much weekend.
Oh.
Up all night, partying hard, you know. You know how it goes.
You have met you, hey? Wow.
Yeah.
Not a hard partier, folks. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
Late for Michelle is 9:47 p.m. I don't mean a.m. staying up all night.
No, 10:30 is late.
Ish. So everybody have a great week. Thanks. It's been View from the Couch with our fall spectacular. And for the next few weeks, we'll be continuing to talk about fall movies. You know, we're going to be talking about movies from now on and talk a bit more about trailers. Trailers for movies that are coming, movies that are being released, and things like that, as well as more reviews. Didn't have as much review to talk about this week, but a little bit more fall skewed in our content. So everybody have a great week, and thanks for tuning in. And by the way, we were reviewed by a blogger, our podcast, and he said
he was spot on.
His recommendation was that he is not the demographic for our show, so that's fair enough. One thing that he did, and I'll congratulate him, is while I was having my health issues, our dedicated website, viewfromthecouch.com, I just didn't have time or the drive to keep it caught up. So over this past weekend, I had some time, and it is now right up to date. So we'll include our episodes as they come live on Wednesday. And you can also subscribe to our RSS feed there. And if you have any feedback or questions or comments for us, feel free to email us at thecouch@dvdverdict.com. That will come direct to us. And thanks for tuning in. We appreciate the feedback that we get from our regular listeners. And we'll keep talking as you keep listening. So have a great week, everybody. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. You've been listening to View from the Couch, a DVD Verdict podcast. View from the Couch is available exclusively on DVDverdict.com. Watch for new episodes every week. Thanks for your continued support. Kent and Michelle appreciate it. Be sure to visit DVDverdict.com for the latest in DVD and theatrical release reviews, DVD release information, talent interviews, event coverage, and much, much more.